President Obama recently announced that some 6,000 inmates in U.S. jails would be getting released early. It's part of the administration's drive to adjust federal drug penalties and ease prison overcrowding. But more than 750 of these prisoners are not U.S. citizens, and that puts them at risk of deportation. Cesar Cuauhtemoc is an immigration and criminal law professor at the University of Denver. He says it will be quite tough for non-citizens to avoid deportation.
The difference for non-citizens, the difference for immigrants, is that they are instead being handed directly over to immigration officials and being put into the civil immigration court process where they will be detained while an immigration judge decides whether they have some legal basis through which to stay in the United States or not.
Does it make a difference whether the non-citizen inmates are documented or undocumented? Like, is deportation automatic if you are undocumented?
Deportation is almost never automatic under any circumstance, but I will say that it is much more likely that somebody who does not have the federal government's permission to be in the United States will end up being deported. Now, the tricky part is that there is no right to appointed counsel in immigration court, so they have to go and hire an attorney. If they're not able to hire an attorney, then obviously they have a hard time making a legal argument up against the federal government.
Why not? Aren't these non-citizens entitled to a public defender?
Not in immigration court proceedings. The obvious answer is money. It obviously costs money to provide representation. But also, I think the underlying reason is that we don't think of these migrants as being members of our community. We think of them as outsiders, as people who belong to some other country, when in reality, many folks who are in the United States who are not U.S. citizens have families. They have spent years, sometimes decades in the United States. Their livelihoods are here. Their homes, their property is here. And so they are very much members of our community, whether or not we think of them as such.
Federal law says that when immigrants commit certain crimes, they face deportation. Isn't the administration just following the law here?
The administration is certainly just following the law. There's nothing legally questionable about what the administration is doing. The question is whether it's morally sound to put people into complicated legal proceedings without the benefit of a lawyer.
Cesar, are you confident right now that this process is going to be fair?
I am not confident that the process will be fair because without a lawyer, it's hard to make a legal argument. That is why we don't let people go through the criminal justice system without lawyers. We just can't expect that lay people understand the requirements of law or understand legal processes.
So, Cesar, what for you is the big conclusion from all of this?
The takeaway here is that we need to remember that migrants are a part of our community. And if we are trying to reduce the adverse consequences of low-level drug crimes, then we have to think about the immigration consequences because these migrants may very well have families. They are part of communities here, and those communities are going to be deprived of their presence as soon as they are taken into immigration detention and being deported.
Immigration and criminal law professor at the University of Denver, Cesar Cuauhtemoc, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, Marco.